Hello, my name is Fanaka Adrian, and this is my podcast. The ones without car voted for socialist, while the ones with car voted for the non-socialist party. Yo, what's up guys, welcome back to my channel. Today we're going to continue this party discussion in Western Europe and let's say the West in the 1950s. Proportion of male workers supporting the Social Democratic and Communist parties in Germany by skill level and income. So in Germany, 61% of all the skilled workers voted for the Social Democratic and Communist parties, with 65% the ones who were earning over 250 marks per month. While all religion and party choice by church attendance. Catholics, Protestants in France, 56. Among Catholics, most of them were voting with the MRP or independents, 34%. The ones who were Catholics but non-practicing ones, 39% of them voted the socialists. And with the ones that are indifferent Catholics, 45% voted the socialists. Among Protestants, most of them voted for the radical or socialist parties, while among the atheists, 49% of them voted with the communist party. In the Netherlands, 1956, Catholics voted with the Catholic Party, 94%. The moderate Protestant voted mostly for the Christian historical if they went to church. If they didn't go to church, they voted mostly for the anti-revolutionary Calvinist party. Among the Calvinists, most voted for the anti-revolutionary, regardless if they went to church or not. And the atheists voted for the socialist party, 75%. Okay, percentage of male voters voting for different parties by size of city and of plant. Germany, 1955. If you lived in a big city with more than 100,000 people, 54%, and this is the highest, voted for socialists and communists. While if you worked in a big plant with over 1,000 workers, you were also going to vote for the socialists and communists. 57%, highest. While, and that's interesting, if you worked in a small company under 10 workers, most of those people were not voting, 26%. It's very interesting. Size of community and workers' party preference in Australia, 1955. In large cities, skilled workers were voting with labor, while semi-skilled and unskilled also labor, 81. In the small cities, skilled workers were still voting with labor and semi-skilled also labor, while in mining communities also labor, majority. Relationship between social origin, consumption patterns and voting behavior among men in Sweden. In manual from manual homes, most of them voted for socialist party, regardless if you had car or not. In the non-manual from manual homes, it's a twist. The ones without car voted for socialist, while the ones with car voted for the non-socialist party in Sweden in 1957. While in non-manual from non-manual homes, most of these people voted for the non-socialist party. Explanatory factors related to original statistical regularities in voting within the lower income groups. So if you're a man, you had more chance to vote for leftist, socialist, communist when there were good intra-classroom communications. Workers in Europe had higher chances if they had low expectations of mobility. Workers in large cities with good intra-classroom communications and lack of traditionalism had higher chance to vote for socialist. Workers in large plants had higher chances to vote for the socialist. Minority groups had higher chance to vote for socialists if they had a low prestige status. In small plants, if there was insecurity of income, you had higher chance to vote for the socialists. Next, percentage Republican voting or voting preference among occupational groups and trade union members. So this is the USA, right? Well, if you are business and professional, mostly you're voting Republican. If you are white collar, mostly you're voting for Republican. If you are manual worker, farmer or trade union member, majoritarily you're not voting for Republicans. Relationship between size of firm and political party, 1955 USA. If you worked in a firm with more than 10,000 workers, 84% you were voting Republican. Occupational backgrounds of candidates for nominations for county office in three Indiana counties, 1954, 50% were managers in companies, while and in the Democratic Party, majority were manual workers. If you like this kind of analysis, like, subscribe, comment. See you in my next episode. Bye bye. In this podcast, I'll talk about politics, economics, philosophy, psychology, sociology, public policy, nationalism, so social sciences in general.